Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Earl Ingram, sitting in for Maggie Dawn, and I do a Motown Monday on my show. So if you're wondering what the music is and what it's going to be for this 2 hours, it's going to be Earl Ingram doing the Motown Monday on the Maggie Dawn Show. So, if you're just joining us, I have said that I'm going to dedicate this entire show to the life and legacy of one, Mr. Jimmy Carter. And I just got through reading some of the things, it's too numerous to talk about Jimmy Carter. But I do remember having read a book, one of his books, back in 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. It was called Our Endangered Values. Jimmy Carter was such a heartfelt man that even though he was considered, he wasn't a pauper by any stretch of the imagination, he could have lived a life of ease. The peanut farm was successful. And so he didn't have to live in that environment. But he did, because things and money did not define him. Service defined him. And let me just quickly, a couple passages from this book, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Our Endangered Values, America's Moral Crises. This he wrote in 2006. It could be written today, because we still face these very same things that he was talking about then. In Our Endangered Values, Jimmy Carter offers a personal consideration of moral values, which for the most part, we struggle with in this nation. That's me adding that. As they relate to the important issues of the day, he puts forward a passionate defense of separation of church and state and a strong warning about where the country is headed as the lines between politics and rigid religious fundamentalism are blurred. He was so far ahead of the game because today religious fundamentalism is infiltrated throughout this nation, and that separation of church and state that he warned about is here and causing and wreaking havoc because people didn't pay attention to him. Carter described his reaction to recent disturbing societal trends that involve both religious and political worlds as they increasingly intertwine and include some of the most crucial and controversial issues of the day. Many of these matters are under fierce debate. They include preemptive war, women's rights, terrorism, civil liberties, homosexuality, abortion, the death penalty, science and religion, environmental degradation, nuclear arsenals, America's global image, fundamentalism, and the melding of religion and politics. That's exactly what we've been fighting about this last election. It hasn't changed. He warned us about it. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you, Mark. How you doing, sir?
And I appreciate the Motown coming in because when my
Mark, you're on the air.
Back, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can remember the Motown. I can remember back in college, my college girlfriend. We danced frequently to Three Times a Lady by the Commodores.
That yes, sir.
Something I always remember her when I hear that song. But I mean, I really appreciate the whole thing on, you know, the fundamentalism that's creeping in. That what's ironic there is the reason there those various faiths and denominations have been allowed to flourish in this country is simply because we have freedom of religion in this country and freedom from religion. Because if we were going under the rules prior to our revolution, we'd all still be paying tithe to the Church of England, for goodness sake. I mean, that. And what annoys me even more is that the embrace of the Ayn Rand philosophy in a lot of these churches, that you're just supposed to be looking out for yourself and those who are just closest to you, rather than Jesus' admonition in in Matthew 25, I think 25:31, that we're supposed to be taking care of each other. We're supposed to be clothing the naked. We're supposed to be feeding the hungry. We're supposed to be welcoming in the stranger. We're supposed to be taking care of those in our prisons. We're supposed to be providing shelter for one another. And that's the big admonition. They're not being, you know, making sure you're heard when you're praying, because he warned against that, about that, be not like the hypocrites. That's, you know, that philosophy is something even an atheist or agnostic can embrace. We're supposed to be looking after one another, just our fellow man.
I mean, well, you know, Mark, the thing about Jimmy Carter is, here's a man that became president of the United States and didn't compromise those views and those values.
First man I voted for president in 1976, when my first chance to vote for president was Jimmy Carter. I voted for him in 1982 because I thought Ronald Reagan was a scoundrel, and he, to put it mildly, Jimmy Carter was a wonderful man through his whole life. I mean,
he may have lusted
in his heart.
Hey, Mark, we're certainly going to continue the conversation. The legacy, the life and legacy of Jimmy Carter. I'm Earl Ingram, sitting in for Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance. I'm happy that she gave me this opportunity. We're going to continue to talk about the legacy of this great man. Hopefully he'll never be forgotten on the Maggie Dawn Show.